When disaster strikes, where do you turn? When people are nasty to you, where do you turn? When you just don't know which way to turn, where do you turn? Well, where do you turn? The Bible is full of verses about God being the place where we can and should turn. Psalm 119, verse 114, "You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word." When the chips are down, we can hope in God's word. In what God says. We can believe in his word above the world's words. We can believe in his faithfulness above the world's seductive promises. The problem is that so many of the people who say that they're Christians, who say that they believe in Jesus, who say that they trust God, simply can't live out what they say because they don't have the word of God in them. Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." Great. But let me tell you, you simply can't cry out to God, "God, you are my refuge and my fortress, in you I trust," with any real conviction from the middle of your storm, unless first the Holy Spirit has written that word on your heart. And he won't have written it on your heart unless you were in God's word beforehand. Hey, we all have storms. We all go through dark times. I do and you do. But the man who is a man of God's word and the woman who is a woman of God's word, they sail through those storms in victory. Even though their emotions are all over the place, even though they're struggling and in pain, they know in their heart of hearts that their king reigns. That's the confidence that you get from being in God's word every day. I have a friend who calls himself a Christian, and I know him well enough to know that he is. He believes in Jesus with all his heart, but he refuses to get into God's word. He doesn't like to read, so hey, the Bible is just an optional extra. No, thank you, sir. That's just not true, because when the storms of life hit, I want to be grounded in the word of God. I want the confidence of God alive and well in my heart. I have a word for you today from the Lord. Listen carefully to what he says, and my prayer is that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you'll receive it into your heart. John chapter 8, verse 31, Jesus said to the Jews who'd believed in him, "If you abide in my word, then you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." That's God's word, fresh for you today.